Hello, this is Axel Hombach from Cologne. I'm the director of the Hypnosezentrum Köln. One thing I do is I organize hypnosis courses and trainings, and some of the trainings I organize are workshops with Dr. John Butler. Dr. John Butler is the director of the HTI in London. The HTI, that is the Hypnotherapy Training International, one of the leading schools of hypnotherapy training internationally. The HTI was founded many years ago by the legendary Gil Boyne, who changed hypnosis and hypnotherapy in a way that is still felt, still present, and still many of the large schools teach part of his method. Most of the hypnotists, in fact, who have attended those schools really work with what he introduced in the late 50s and 60s. So now I'm here with Dr. John Butler. He is sitting in London. I'm sitting in Cologne. And John Butler was, for the last 10 years of Gil Boyne's life, his co-teacher. And there's probably no other person on earth currently who knows the transforming therapy method, this approach to hypnotherapy, to hypnosis, and all of its offsprings of this seminal holistic method better than him. That said, let's say hello to John. Let's greet him. Hello, John.
Hello, Axel.
I'm very glad, John, that I have you again. So our today's topic is transforming childbirth is one of the several workshops that you are going to offer 2018 in Cologne. Childbirth and the application of hypnosis in childbirth has become kind of fashionable, and there are already a number of different methodologies that build something, let's call it protocols, around childbirth and how to use hypnosis. But before we delve more into this topic, some legal note for our listeners, especially those here in Germany and all of the others. John, in the UK, where you sit, when you talk about hypnotherapy, that has become obvious from our many interviews and talks that we've had, when you talk about hypnotherapy, you always mean the general application of hypnosis in order to do some helping work. You don't make a difference between coaching, counseling, or therapy. When you use hypnotherapy, it means it's the application of hypnosis. Is that correct to say, though?
Yes, Axel. We have a freedom to use that word therapy for our work. So as hypnotists, we can say we're therapists if we are people who are trained as coaches and learn some hypnosis. These people can also call themselves hypnotherapists. So there's no restriction on the use of the word. And when I use it in these informal interviews, I mean hypnotherapists to include coaches, counselors, anybody who is incorporating hypnosis into their work. And in some countries, of course, that won't be the case, that they will be able, that they would be able to use hypnosis under the label of hypnotherapy. They would simply have to say something like hypno-coaching or a hypnotist. And so it depends on the legal situation in each country, and each practitioner must be aware of the legal situation in his or her country.
That is a very important point, because here in Germany we have a very strict legal distinction between hypnotherapy and hypnocoaching, therapy and coaching. Therapy is only for licensed people who have the permission to use therapy for healing, and everything else is coaching. So please, to everybody who listens, keep that in mind. Whenever I talk about hypnosis, I'm saying hypnosis. Whenever John says means hypnosis, what is my hypnosis, then he says hypnotherapy. And the same goes, of course, John, when you talk about the therapists, then you mean the hypnotist who uses either therapy or hypno-coaching.
That's absolutely right.
Now, let's come to our today's topic, transforming childbirth. In contrast to other applications of hypnosis and transforming therapy as an approach to hypnosis, transforming childbirth is not regarded, or using hypnosis for childbirth is not regarded a beginner's topic. It's more like a niche. And when you follow media during the last month or years, it has become more and more popular. Even royals, as the yellow press indicates, are now even in favor of using hypnosis when it comes to childbirth. Why would anybody, from your point of view, John, with many years of experience, would take a specialized course in hypnosis for childbirth?
Well, Axel, many reasons. There are a lot of women out there who, once they know that hypnosis can be used so effectively to help them with different aspects of childbirth, they're quite keen to use it. And we find that the results are so good that they refer other women to us for help in a similar manner. It also then, of course, with that success comes confidence in the therapy and the therapist. They may bring other issues to the therapist for help, such as losing weight or dealing with emotional issues or relationship issues. So again, it's a gateway to more clients, more referrals, and building your practice and developing your skills. So it makes great sense to know about this. It's such a big potential market for clients. And I think we can do such great good with this work that will help so many women that we should be knowledgeable about it. Every coach, hypnotherapist should know about it and offer the services.
With a few words, what would you say how clients benefit from hypnosis during childbirth?
Well, in a very few words now, and I'm talking purely about the childbirth experience itself, I would say some of the core things we offer the clients that we teach them, enable them to do, is this very profound form of relaxation that is very, I won't say entirely specific to hypnosis, but it's almost unique to hypnosis. It's an incredible level of relaxation that's possible, which helps with labor, helps with reducing anxiety, helps with pain management, and of course specific programming for pain control and also keeping emotional control and helping your body and your mind work in an excellent harmony during childbirth and labor. And so those are some of the obvious things, and there's a lot more to it, of course, which we may go into in a moment.
Which probably also includes mother-child bonding.
Well, absolutely. Every aspect of birth and leading up to birth, for example, dealing with relationship issues, health issues, fertility issues, and then getting pregnant and carrying the baby through full term and dealing with adjustments then as the woman is carrying the baby, dealing with everything from gynecological issues, maybe mood swings, emotional issues, things that are stirred up in her psyche from her past, and dealing with anxieties that women who often inherit from other women or from medical personnel, stories or horror stories of things that went wrong or could go wrong, and then that anxiety plays on their minds, and we can help them learn to deal with whatever does emerge, whatever happens, in the most effective way they can with their skills. And we have to help them develop those skills in preparation for childbirth and then programming for the day itself. And there's many aspects to this that we can help them with, and help them with their partner so that they can work as a team together. And if they, of course, a lot depends on their having a home birth or a hospital birth, and with working in harmony with a dedicated, enthusiastic medical team, this can make a wonderful experience compared to what it might otherwise be. And even if there are problems medically, how they can take more control, how they can help themselves emotionally with that. And we've helped people in very difficult situations who went into pregnancy and childbirth being told that there's a very high risk of emergency for them, or even a risk of death even, and helping them cope with their having made the choice, they're going ahead with it, helping them cope with the situation. And like you say, afterwards there's bonding, adjustment to motherhood, to the new family situation, and all the challenges that might be there in some cases, maybe emotional issues afterwards, postpartum depression, and there may be struggles with coping with other children, finances, their partner. We can help them with so many areas that I think this is marvelous work to do for people.
So in fact, behind this small term, transforming childbirth, there's a vast variety of different applications with even more specialized topics. And transforming childbirth then is an umbrella term for a lot of more different topics. Would you agree?
Well, absolutely. It's a whole big field involved here in gynecology and reproduction, in the emotional side of things and the childbirth experience itself.
Now, when you look at the various courses that already exist out there, with the internet, we now have the opportunity to check out what is there. One will find that there are a lot of different hypnosis methodologies out there that apply specifically to childbirth already. Some of them are more popular, some of them are more better known. Why should anybody take the Transforming Childbirth class? Asked differently, what makes Transforming Childbirth the course different to other approaches, and in if it is different, and how far is it different?
Well, Axel, we find, having spoken to a lot of students over the years, many of whom have done some training in using hypnosis with childbirth, that they find they learn an awful lot more in terms of techniques, in terms of knowledge and skills. And I think it's because sometimes people think of it in a very narrow way. We're going to help a woman relax, maybe reduce some anxiety, and maybe give her a few suggestions to help with some pain control, and usually not very much else. Now, I don't doubt that there may be courses out there that go into more depth, but we certainly don't come across them readily. In fact, it's often talked about and taught in a very simple way, and when I speak to women who have had hypnosis of that kind for childbirth, they say, well, actually, it was just... They didn't hardly use the word hypnosis, which is strange to me, but they told us that we'd be doing relaxation, a little bit of breathing exercise, so it's a bit like standard antenatal classes, and teaching them to relax for labor, and that was just about it. So while they got benefit from that, and it might for some women be sufficient to help them with their problems, for other people it wasn't enough, and I think it's inadequate to describe that as a full hypnotherapy approach to this area. So we go into a lot more depth, and we also deal with each individual less as a formula. We have basic procedures, of course, that can apply to almost every case, but our approach is, as before, in the way transforming therapy works, it's detailed, it's specific to the individual and comprehensive, and deals with what emerges, looking at their underlying emotional factors, beliefs, and attitudes, you know, digging out fears, any complexities there that might cause problems, so that it's very holistic, again, our approach, rather than simply ticking off a few basic techniques.
Now, having mentioned the holistic approach, which is a very important part of everything that has to do with transforming therapy and its methods in weight, stress, and all the other branches. When we talked about smoking and weight, you demonstrated that you have had already a vast experience going back to the 80s and sometimes even to the 70s. Would you share results when you did work first with childbirth?
Well, when I started out there, the approach was rather simple that I learned, and it was basic relaxation with some suggestions. And frankly, even then, we didn't teach people much about self-hypnosis. It was really maybe three or four sessions at the most, and teaching them to relax with some positive suggestions for confidence, reducing anxiety, and a little bit for the pain control. But there wasn't any great depth to it. So over the years, having learned from different people, including medical experts, who were also very knowledgeable about hypnosis in relation to childbirth, I learned from these people, and of course through experience and learning from other hypnotherapists and extensive reading on the subject, putting that together with what I know about the neurophysiology of stress, of pain, and knowing from the endocrinology and neuroendocrinology side of things, this all helped me to build what I believe to be a good, thorough, comprehensive, and holistic approach to helping women with whatever aspects of childbirth that they need their help with.
So your experience goes back to the 80s.
Absolutely.
And as you already mentioned, researchers, neuroendocrinology, you are a medical researcher yourself. You are a scientifically trained neuroendocrinologist. You have worked as hypnoanesthetist. You are a known expert in pain management. In how far does your own medical background influence what you teach, or how transforming childbirth has developed and what you teach?
Well, I think it's influenced it a lot. And automatically, when I look at a topic in therapy, whether it's childbirth or something else, my mind looks at, well, how is not only the emotions and the person's mentality, their psychology functioning, how is that at the brain level then influencing the body at the levels of hormones, neurotransmitters, and then into affecting organs and glands and tissues? And I think that's a good holistic approach to bring to the subject. Now, I don't think every coach or hypnotherapist has to have a background in scientific knowledge, but it is very helpful, particularly with topics, for example, like childbirth, that they would have some awareness of what is going on with the body, with the person as they experience certain treatments, maybe in medicine. For example, they're having fertility treatment, or they're having help with some aspect of pregnancy, whereas there's some difficulty there, they're having medical treatment. And then when it comes to childbirth, to understanding a little bit about the physiology makes your suggestions better for a start. It makes you more tuned in to what the woman's experience would be. And while we always say a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and it's very important not to make statements or claims for which you have no basis, and you have no specific training to back them up, that doesn't take away from the fact that knowing something about, when we talk about the mind-body interactions and mind-body therapy, which hypnotherapy is, we should know something about what's happening in the body, which is why we have a medical hypnotherapy training that is for lay therapists, so-called non-medical people, and it gives them information that is very helpful to them.
That means that in this planned two-day class, you are sharing your medical background and how the biology works so that the later practitioners can use this specialized knowledge to help women through their labor in a much better way, because they have a basic understanding. Basic meaning that it's not half knowledge, as is often shared. It's specialized knowledge coming from a medical person with its roots in biology, not in some esoteric or spiritual whatever. But you share solid knowledge so that the hypnotist then can apply and help the women in a much, much better and educated way. Would you say that's correctly summarized?
Yes, I'd say that's a good summary. When a woman is pregnant, she has to have information given to her, which is basic medical information. And if she's having a procedure, or anybody's having a procedure in medicine, say a surgical procedure, well, they must be told something about the medical procedure. So they're given some basic medical information. They're checked in their understanding of it. And this helps them often put their minds at ease to some certain extent, but also for informed consent and generally adapting and coping with whatever the experience they have to undergo. When it comes to childbirth, I think that's particularly valuable for a practitioner to know, and particularly for some men who would be very ignorant in many cases about what's involved in the process of conception, fertility, and so on, those issues, and then leading up to childbirth itself. Now, and you mentioned about people's esoteric and spiritual beliefs. Of course, we're not in conflict with any of those. That's left to the individual. But when we're talking about childbirth, we're talking about a process that is primarily grounded here on the mind-body experience of the woman and how we can intervene with that. And other matters are left to the individual and whatever practitioner they choose to use for any of their other spiritual religious beliefs.
There are already a number of highly popular hypnosis and childbirth programs in combination with hypnosis out there. Some of them give very strict guidelines, protocols. And regarding transforming childbirth, is transforming childbirth a more strict program, like a protocol, or is it a more adaptive way of working? How would you describe it?
Well, anybody coming in our course for transforming childbirth will learn protocols, techniques, knowledge and skills that will apply to a great many cases. They will be applicable to virtually every woman. However, some will be more applicable than others, depending on that woman's health and the nature of the process that she has to face. Is she having a cesarean? Is the baby in the right position? And you need to be able to adapt to those circumstances. And we always take it as on the individual level as our foundation, that we go into sufficient detail so that it's very interactive and intensive with that individual. It's comprehensive and looks at their emotional, physical and mental factors and taking into account the medical knowledge that's applicable for them. We've had cases of women who were only told about how wonderful their home birth could be, and were never told about what that could happen if there was an emergency situation. And, well, maybe they got some information from doctors about that, but they didn't really think about it. But then when they needed to go to a hospital, the lack of training they had in coping with that change of circumstance was not something they were able to adapt very well to. So they begin to forget about all of the techniques and knowledge that could have helped them. They're not able to adapt to the changed circumstance. And so you cannot have just a simple formula that's applicable to everybody. It has to be tailored, just like a suit of clothes is tailored to the individual body shape of that person. So therapy, to be effective, even simple programming of a client, needs to be tailored to their attitudes, their beliefs, their emotionality.
So transforming childbirth is an approach that gives a basic outline, and you teach then the attendants of our course how to tailor fit that to the individual needs.
Absolutely. We teach on top of the basics. Those are basic skills everybody needs to know. And then on top of that, you need extra knowledge, and that takes you through to another level of competence. And if you've done your detailed, thorough interview, you won't have missed out on many of those factors. And if things change or develop in a different direction as pregnancy goes on, or even during the labor itself, you will have built in knowledge into that person and taught them skills that will help them adapt.
Talking of adaptation, sometimes hypnotists, especially if they are relatively new to the field, don't really know how to deal with upcoming situations. Well, may it be a difficult situation, or may it be that for some reason the client is not a textbook client. Are you including in this course how to deal with difficult clients in this childbirth situation?
Well, absolutely. I think every therapist needs to know how to deal with complexities, how to deal with problem issues so they don't get into difficulties and the client is left kind of stranded without the necessary help and knowledge. And that can make for an unsatisfactory experience if that happens with the client. And that client is, well, in worst cases, may well complain about the therapist, or is certainly not going to refer other people to that therapist. And so if you want to maximize your success, if you want to help people thoroughly and properly as a professional, you need to know what you're doing. And your knowledge needs to be comprehensive and thorough, and then you can adapt it to whatever is needed for an individual that may be far from being a textbook case. Now, you also need to know when you refer people on, that they're beyond your scope of experience and competence. And those decisions, of course, we teach about those in our training.
The next question was almost covered already at the beginning when you talked about what is all included into transforming childbirth. And how far is what you teach applicable to other topics? And if so, to which topics would you say it is best suited for?
Well, Axel, the first, probably most obvious, is pain management, learning pain control, pain management. Then I would say in dealing with anxiety states, in helping people cope with stress, Stress is a major factor on the body, particularly in difficult medical situations, or even in some situation where it's not specifically medical, but there might be problems in a marriage, or in some ways from some psychological level of the mind. Say a woman has issues from her past, her childhood, issues with her mother, and may be conflicted about being a mother and having her issues re-stimulated, fears about being a good enough mother, and so on, so on. So learning what we teach about as transforming therapy is, a huge part of it is the advanced analytical work. So we help our students, even if they're not doing a longer training with us in advanced analytical hypnotherapy, we help them to understand some of those dynamics as applied to childbirth. And then one therapist or another therapist or trainee could say, well, I'm not that interested in taking that further. But others will say, wow, that's very interesting. I didn't realize her inability to have regular menstruation, to conceive, was due to issues from her past, which I have seen many times. And when those issues were revealed, and sometimes it just takes good programming, but sometimes it takes some uncovering and regression work to clear that baggage from the mind, and then the person's body functions perfectly. They're able to conceive, even though they failed to have that happen before with medicine. So to cut the long story short, pain control, regression analytical work, learning self-hypnosis, learning the deep forms of relaxation and trance, which they can learn quickly in our courses. Those are all skills that they have. And then they learn also about learning to love themselves, self-nurturing, self-love, and a feeling of satisfaction and a goal achievement as well. For a woman to go through this, as many of them have said to me, I felt very powerful when I was giving birth because I was using my mind and the way you told me, and I was realizing I was really using my own power and I was helping direct this in a very natural way, a very natural form of childbirth. And I wasn't just passively following in medicine what the doctor wanted me to do. I was collaborating with him or her, but I was having my own experience, my own input and control into the situation. So those are benefits for the client, of course, more than the benefits for the therapist. But I feel that the therapist comes on the course, they're going to learn quite a bit about how mind and body interact. And as I say, pain management, analytical work, and self-hypnosis for a start, and the deeper relaxation and trance levels that we teach.
I know that many participants of courses are very interested in the personal approaches of the trainer or the teacher. Are you going to give an outline of your personal approach to transforming childbirth?
Yes. Well, that's essential because I feel when you go on a course, you are there not just to learn knowledge, which you may be able to pick up a lot of that in books, although it depends a lot on the quality of the books you read, to be frank, but you're learning from the experience of that practitioner, what they have learned from books and what they've learned from experience, and they can guide you. And on that course, you can question them and talk about your experiences, your successes, your failures, and get the experience from that teacher about how they would deal with it and their ideas about your clients. So that's invaluable. Those are some of the main reasons people go on a course, and I feel I want to bring as much of my experience, background, knowledge into that training and interact with the individual students on the class to maximize their knowledge, their skills, their success.
So everybody who joins this Transforming Childbirth course that we will give in 2018 will learn a lot about human interaction, about biology, about neurology, about medicine behind childbirth, of course also psychology, pain management, and a lot of other topics that you mentioned during this interview.
Yes, they're definitely going to learn as much of those that are relevant to childbirth using hypnosis.
And with that said, are there some last words for today that you would like to share with our listeners before we come to an end?
Well, Axel, I think we've covered quite a lot of what I would normally want to say about this, and I hope that practitioners, hypnotherapists, coaches who use hypnosis, counselors who use hypnosis, and so on, that they appreciate the marvelous tools they have if they're experienced in using hypnosis in this area, and really hoping that they will take this out, make it more well known. It's now becoming more accepted in the National Health Service here in the UK, and I'm hoping that people will then spread the word of mouth that the women who have hypnosis to help them are so well helped by this, and as we've seen in the past, are so enthusiastic that they spread the word out there, making doctors, medical providers, and everybody out there who's involved with childbirth, making them sit up and take notice so that we can have hypnosis as part of childbirth in the future, almost as a regular part of medicine, a regular part of natural childbirth, and that hypnosis is demystified in this area and its full potential is used.
And this is the vision that we're working on.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, John, for this very detailed information that you shared with us. Again, we took a little bit longer than we had planned because, as usually, you are plethora, I think is the English word, for this mystical horn that never stops providing food and other wealth. So thank you very much again for this much relevant information that you gave, not only about the class, but about transforming childbirth and hypnosis in childbirth in general. So thank you again for this information, and I would like to wish you a good evening, a good day, and talk to you soon again.
Well, thank you, Axel, for the opportunity to speak about it. I think these informal interviews are giving an idea about what we can provide, and we're very happy to answer questions people have on these topics and give more detailed information. Once again, thanks for having me speak on this, and have a good evening. I'm sure we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, and goodbye for now, John.
Bye for now.